Imagine your medical records, your tax returns, maybe your social media footprint, all locked in these separate, isolated vaults.
Right, completely siloed.
Exactly. And for decades, that fragmentation was basically your best defense against, you know, total government surveillance. But then after 9/11, intelligence agencies really needed to connect the dots. So with a bunch of CIA venture capital, someone built a master key.
Welcome to today's deep dive, where we're unpacking a comprehensive report on Palantir Technologies. We are looking at how this master key turned a post-9/11 startup into, well, the de facto operating system for the U.S. government.
Yeah, because the core problem back then wasn't really a lack of information, right? It was isolation. I mean, analysts had to search individual databases completely manually.
Which takes forever.
Oh, absolutely forever. So Palantir's early tech basically solved this by ingesting all those siloed filing cabinets into just one single searchable interface. But because this master key works so incredibly well for spies, it didn't just stay classified. It bled directly into everyday civilian infrastructure. Which makes me wonder, if I get a vaccine tracked by Health and Human Services, is that same system talking to police databases? Are the walls completely gone now?
Well, they're certainly coming down. And it's primarily through two platforms, Gotham and Foundry.
Okay, break those down for us.
Sure. So Gotham is the investigative engine. It takes these massive volumes of unstructured data, like photographs or social media posts, and links them to structured data, stuff like your tax filings.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and major police departments use it to predict high crime areas and identify chronic offenders. And then you have Foundry, which is more the operational layer.
Like what they used during COVID,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. During the pandemic, the HHS used Foundry to manage vaccine distribution across hospitals and pharmacies nationwide. And it does this by creating what they call a semantic digital twin of an entire system.
Wait, so to put that in perspective for you listening, does that mean you and I have, like, digital twins sitting on a government server somewhere right now?
Yes, actually. Instead of a traditional spreadsheet where your data is just, you know, row 45 in some sterile database, this ontology works a lot more like a giant spider web.
A spider web?
Yeah, you are the center dot. And the software actively weaves connecting lines to your car registration, your doctor, even your brother's social media. It maps data directly to you as a real-world entity.
That is wild. And if Foundry is actively building digital twins of us, it really begs the question of who is protecting our privacy, especially since the man who funded this system, Peter Thiel, is notoriously obsessed with his own privacy.
Right. The report really highlights this as the Thiel paradox. Mm-hmm. I mean, Thiel famously bankrolled a $10 million lawsuit that completely bankrupted Gawker Media.
Oh, right. Just to shut them down.
Exactly. And he did that specifically to protect individual privacy from invasive journalism. Yet at the exact same time, Palantir actively dismantles those privacy silos for everyone else.
It feels like a massive contradiction.
It really is. For example, Immigration and Customs Enforcement utilized a Palantir tool called Elite. And this reportedly integrated HHS Medicaid data to populate maps for targeted deportation raids.
Wow. So using healthcare data for law enforcement.
Yeah. And Thiel's philosophy basically argues that freedom and democracy are essentially incompatible. In his view, privacy becomes this elite privilege, while mass visibility is just a necessary tool for state sovereignty and collective order.
It is like inventing the ultimate X-ray vision goggles to look through everyone else's walls, but spending millions of dollars to build a lead-lined bunker for yourself.
That visual captures it perfectly, I think. And it leads to what scholars are calling the authoritarian stack.
The authoritarian stack. What exactly does that mean?
Well, instead of democratic oversight managing core government functions, those operations flow through proprietary algorithms, algorithms that are managed by a private corporate board.
Okay, I have to push back here, though. Because you mentioned HHS using Foundry to distribute COVID vaccines, and that undoubtedly saved a ton of lives. Isn't this authoritarian stack just highly efficient government bureaucracy doing what we actually pay it to do? Why is efficiency suddenly a bad thing?
Efficiency isn't inherently bad, no. But the dual-use nature of the stack is the catch here. When the exact same underlying software manages both public health and law enforcement, those boundaries dissolve.
Right, I see.
And the data suggests the public is actually okay with this trade-off, which is fascinating. Polling shows this massive cognitive dissonance. Over half the country acknowledges that AI surveillance harms privacy.
But let me guess, they still want it used anyway.
Exactly. When you ask if it should be used to catch welfare fraud, support jumps to 70%, and to 61% for identifying criminal suspects. We are actively choosing security and efficiency over privacy, and we are fully aware of the cost.
And this matters directly to you, the listener, because total visibility is rapidly becoming basically a mandatory condition of citizenship. The walls that used to separate your healthcare data from law enforcement tracking are effectively dissolving right in front of us.
Yeah, we are willingly trading the messy, sort of siloed reality of the past for a highly managed, algorithmically automated society.
So we want to leave you with this final thought. If a private, profit-driven corporate board now manages the massive data backbone of government sovereignty, what happens when their fiduciary duty to maximize profit directly conflicts with the civil liberties of the citizens it monitors? Think about that the next time you click accept on those terms and conditions.